Our next public hearing was change of zone number 1748, CMF Bayside LLC.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I have a motion prepared for this change of zone in regards to the what Mr. Fuqua presented on the record tonight. Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend an approval of change of zone 1748 for CMF Bayside LLC for a change in zone from AR1 to MRRPC based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. Those reasons being that the site is generally surrounded on three sides by residential development and it is an appropriate extension of the existing Bayside development. Two, the proposed development will have sewer service provided by Sussex County and water provided by Tidewater Utilities. Three, the proposed rezoning to an MRRPC is in compliance with the goals and objectives of the Sussex County Comprehensive Land Use Plan. It is also in the environmentally sensitive developing area, which indicates that MR zoning is appropriate in that environmentally sensitive developing area. The proposed zoning is in conformity with the surrounding development of Bayside and will not adversely impact neighboring properties, traffic, or the environment. There were no parties that appeared in opposition to this application. This recommendation for approval is, however, subject to the following conditions, them being A, that the maximum number of residential dwelling units shall be 93, consisting of 33 townhouses, 30 duplexes, and 30 single-family homes. The development shall be served as part of a Sussex County sanitary sewer district. The developer shall comply with all requirements and specifications of the County Engineering Department. The residential planned community shall be served by Central Water. Stormwater management and erosion and sedimentation control facilities shall be constructed in accordance with all applicable state and county requirements. These facilities shall be operated in a manner that is consistent with best management practices. The final site plan for each phase of the development shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District upon the final site plan. The project will be incorporated as part of the existing Americana Bayside MRRPC, also referenced as change of zone number 1393, and shall be subject to and benefited by the conditions that were imposed upon that development, except as modified herein within this motion. All entrance, roadway, intersection, and multimodal improvements required by DLDOT shall be completed in accordance with DLDOT's standard determinations. The interior street design and parking areas shall meet or exceed Sussex County street design specifications and requirements. The applicant shall form a condominium association to be responsible for the maintenance of streets, roadways, buffers, stormwater management areas, and community areas. Additionally, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. Final site plan shall include a landscape plan for all the buffer areas, showing all the landscaping and vegetation to be included in those areas. And lastly, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of this, the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
Okay. Before we vote, I'd like to have a little bit of discussion. And I recognize that this is a change of zone and that the basic question here is this property appropriate for the zoning that's being requested? And I understand that that's our basic question. But this issue of drainage concerns me significantly, and I'm at a loss as to a way to address that, and perhaps it can't be addressed at this level. The existence of these ditches that aren't tax ditches, that aren't owned by one person, straddle a line, there's no maintenance agreement in place at this time as to who's going to take care of those things. And I know it's not within our power to put a condition on a change of zone, so I guess I would just like to ask if there's some way to reference this issue and see that it gets addressed at some point if the project is in fact approved by County Council.
Well, I would tell you that because it's an RPC, you can put conditions on it. But to your point, the larger issue is that it sounds like half the ditch is within this project's boundaries and the other half is, you know, somebody else's. So I don't know that through the rezoning process that the county has the authority to address the ditches or, you know, the stormwater management. That's more of a Sussex Conservation DENREC issue. You know, and I believe in that motion, it does have the requirement that they get all the necessary approvals from the Sussex Conservation District. I think that, you know, to require this developer or this property owner to do something when you can't require the same action from the adjacent property owner could pit one property owner against the other and put either one of them in a no-win situation.
I don't disagree that it's problematic.
Yeah.
I see that. I think, though, at some point we have to come up with a mechanism to deal with that.
Yeah.
And I know that's not going to happen this evening. And I don't object to the. I think the application, you know, conforms to the ordinance, and I'm not have that kind of a problem with it. But these are the kind of things that we need to find a way to deal with, because these problems are only going to get worse because nobody's going to clean the ditch.
Yeah. You know? Well, in the Conservation District, they do have the ability to take a larger look at things. I mean, because that's within their purview. Like, sometimes they will require somebody to, you know, make downstream improvements. However, they still run into the issue of whether you have the right to go on somebody else's property to do that.
I agree. Well, I agree.
Yeah, I'm glad, Mr. Chairman, that you did bring that up, because I think it was running through all of our minds as we listened to it. And Mr. Burton asked a follow-up question to my question. Mr. Marsh did state on the record that he was in receipt from Mr. Matt Grabowski the complaint log when they had their stormwater, when they had their Sussex Conservation District pre-zoning application meeting. They were aware of complaints, and I believe he said that they were required to keep everything on to plan for the 100-year storm. Wasn't that correct, that he said
that
they were going to have
to
do that before they could outlet to any ditch? But kind of sort of what we had earlier with the Gulf Stream Cove, we had the subdivision, that was what we looked at throughout, that had some surrounded by tax ditch on three sides, and one side was a private ditch with
with no easement, no one being responsible for it.
And typically, the design through stormwater management and erosion sediment control, it can't outfall any more runoff than it's already being run off from the property.
I understand.
That's been maintained on site.
Right.
One thing, Mr. Chairman, is that in Sussex County, at least, there's a lot of properties with tax ditches or even non-ditches that go down property lines. And
right.
The reason is because neither property owner wanted the whole ditch on their property when it helped both property owners.
Both properties,
so they ran
right.
It right down the line with the center of line, the property line down the center of the ditch. But with our code the way it is in a 20-foot setback, that means that maintenance is potentially there at any time. 20 feet is certainly enough to get equipment down, and you may have to do a haul. You couldn't do a dipping and spreading, but you could certainly clean out and maintain that ditch if the situation got to a point where you simply had to do something, or if both property owners finally decided to do something. So, you know, I think that's one of those things where, you know, just be patient, like the water in Sussex County. You know, it comes down fast and leaves slow. You just have to be patient, and it'll go. They just hang around a little bit. You know?
And the drainage section does have an agreement with the Department of Corrections where they use violators of probation to clean out the private ditches. The problem with that is they need everyone, property owner's permission before they set the VOP crew to work out on your property. So if you don't acquiesce, then you don't get that portion of your ditch cleaned out, and you may hurt the downstream property. So
you don't have any personal experience with that
They have done work in my backyard.
Have you done any cleaning? He's asking if you've done any cleaning.
I couldn't clean because they said it would contribute to rust on the ball and chain that was around my ankle.
Mr. Johnson wasn't here to pick on.
So. That's true. That's true.
I didn't want to rust.
Well, I just thought it was worth raising the issue and the discussion, and I appreciate your indulgence. It has been moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1748 CMF Bayside LLC for the reasons stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carry.